Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens, coming to you from the BioAdvance Studios. March is just a day away and a time many think about, should I say, tidying up their landscapes. We're going to get help from Teresa Watkins, who will be in the studio with us today. She will tell us what to expect from our landscapes and how to make them better. And Joni says it's time to care for those leftover poinsettias. Do you keep them for another year or do you toss them? Well, she's also waiting for your phone calls at 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered, or just make a comment. Brian's at the controls, so please join Brian, Joni, Teresa, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Every time you buy a bag of Black Cow, you're helping the environment. Black Cow contains 10 times more nutrients and microbes than garden soils. Your lawn, flower beds, and vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with Black Cow.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 888-45-LAWNS. Better Lawns and Gardens will be right back.
La mayoría de los problemas de la vida vienen de la religión. Yo solía estar siempre a la defensiva y aún me avergonzaba escuchar decir eso. Pero me he dado cuenta que el cristianismo no es una religión, sino una relación. La religión son rituales y reglas que tratan de ganar el favor de Dios. En Cristo, sabemos que no podemos ser suficientemente buenos para merecer el favor de Dios. Todos fallamos. Si fueran las buenas obras que nos llevan al cielo, la Biblia nos enseña que debemos ser perfectos todo el tiempo.
Hear that sound? It's priceless. Because in every heartbeat, there's information that could change the way we think about heart health. Heartline is an app-based research study from Johnson & Johnson in collaboration with Apple, where you can share your heart information and earn rewards for completing study activities, building knowledge that could advance heart health for everyone, beat by beat by beat. If you're 65 or older and have an iPhone, you could be eligible to take part. Go to heartline.com/visit to learn more. The Heartline Study. Know your heart.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-939-2525. 800-939-2525. 800-939-2525.
Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. Coming to you from the BioAdvance Studios. I do realize not everyone has a large landscape, and I think small landscapes, backyards, patios, or whatever you'd like to call them, can be a challenge. They are outdoor living spaces, and we enjoy ours. Joni and I sit outside about every evening. We enjoy the plantings, the wildlife, while enjoying snacks and maybe, well, an adult beverage. For Joni, that is a diet drink, by the way. But for me, I need something a little more fortified. Well, anyway, we just find our landscape very relaxing. Sometimes we're wrapped up in blankets. It's just so much fun to sit out there and enjoy. Well, today we're going to talk about what to expect from your landscape, large or small. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, your host of Better Lawns and Gardens and Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. And don't forget, our books are out there. If you'd like to have a copy of them, go up online, just put in my name. There's Month-by-Month Gardening, Florida's Getting Started Guide. And they're available to you, bookstores, garden centers. Hour number one, Teresa Watkins, and I'll be discussing Florida landscape plants. We know you're wanting to tidy up your landscape, so what should you be doing? What should the landscape do for your home? Teresa knows and will tell all about that. Hour number two, Teresa and I continue our discussion, but this time we want to discuss what will be growing in March. Yes, we have a new month starting Sunday. Kind of exciting, isn't it? It will be warmer and new selections of plants are available. What we'll be planting? Well, we'll both tell you. Webpage is up will be up tomorrow for March if everything goes as way as it should. I have a guide to pruning, article on if flowers could speak, what to do with roots at planting time, and starting a vegetable garden. Joni has a section on shrubs and small trees in bloom. A nice picture, by the way, of the yellow tabebuia is out now. But in certain portions of the state, once you get above, probably much above Orlando, it's not going to do very well. There's also Tom's Gotta Do's, Moonsign Planting Dates. Take a look. Great webpage, betterlawns.com. We've been getting lots of questions also. And the question today is, where are we today? We're at University Day, South Seminole Farm and Nursery. That's at 2010 East Lake Drive in Castleberry. My program's at 11 a.m., and tomorrow we'll be at the Sweetwater Oaks Garden Club Garden Fair, and that's at Prodigy Place. That's 260 Wycaiva Springs Road, Longwood, and my presentation's at noon. Bob Hodling, our Seminole County Master Gardener, University of Florida Master Gardener, will be there today. I think his program's at 2, and that's on Florida soils. Right now, please join me in welcoming those making the program totally possible. Brian's at the controls. Joni is answering your phone calls. And, of course, you can text us at 23680. And a real treat today, we have Teresa Watkins, former University of Florida Friendly Landscaping Agent and member of my Orange County Horticulture Team, author, radio host of In Your Backyard, and owner of She Consulting with us in the studio.
Good morning.
Well, thank you. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Brian.
Morning,
Jones.
Good morning.
We are all here.
Yes.
I mean, all four of us. This is kind of neat to have a nice cluster here.
Full house.
What you call a full house, yeah. Hasn't been a bad week, I don't think.
The weather's been beautiful.
Yeah. Brian, how's it been for you?
It's been great. The weather's been nice. It's cool. It's sunny this weekend. We got a great weekend of weather ahead.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, I've looked at this the schedule or weather forecast prognostications, and it looks good from here on out, even in Tallahassee. Jim sent me information from the Gainesville area, and they hit a 27, one of his neighbors.
Wow.
Ooh.
He said it was ice in the bird bath.
Mm. Oh.
Can you believe that? Just, you know, it's 100 miles north, not even 100. You know, it's 100 as we have to drive it. And they hit 27. Jim in his backyard was 29. Beverly, I'm sure, in Tallahassee hit freezing. She's supposed to call in and sometime this morning, let us know. Jim said he didn't see any damage, though, so, which makes it kind of nice. Hey, we have an extra day this month, a leap year day of February 29th, and here's my question for you all. What do you call this day? If this is February 29th, this is a leap year day. Every year we add, every 4 years we add one. What is this day called?
Leap day? I don't know. Joni, anything?
Next.
You're right, Brian. It's actually called leap day.
Jeez. Leap day, wow.
Yeah. Now, do you know why we have to add a day every 4 years?
I read this. I did see this.
Okay.
So each year is just slightly longer than 365 days, right? So we have to make it up.
That's 365.25 days in a quarter day.
Oh, and if it kept going over decades, it would kind of throw the whole schedule off of everything as far as our seasons go.
Yeah. Luckily, I read it too, Brian. And so if you go 100 years, okay, you'll be off 25 days.
Oh, that's practically a whole month.
Yeah, and that would really mess things up. So we realign the calendar is what we do every 4 years, and they call it Leap Day. And the year is off by 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 45 seconds each year.
Wow.
So we make
Who did that figure out?
Yeah, who figured that? Who sat there with a calculator and figured that out?
I don't know. But actually, we're still off a little bit. And it adds up to about 3 extra days every 10,000 years.
Oh,
there so it gives you something to hang around for.
Sure. Yeah.
So the year 10,000 or something, anyway. Mm-hmm. We've already had that, I guess. Now, there's even rules for this here. This is interesting. It says a year may be a leap year if it's evenly divided by 4. Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Years that are divisible by 100, such as 1900 and year 2000, cannot be leap years unless they're also divisible by 400.
Oh.
So for this reason, years 1700, 1800, 1900 were not leap years, but the year 1600 and 2000 were. So I don't understand why that is. Brian, you can do the research on that.
I saw that, too. I have no idea. I don't know.
So anyway, it looks like some good weather ahead, and we're in for some, I think... For all I can see, you know, I don't want anybody calling in and telling me you were wrong, but for all I can see, winter's over.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I saw Robbins about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, very good. And Bill will probably call in from Georgetown and let us have the Robin report also.
Excellent.
Let us know what happens to them. Teresa and I are going to be talking here about some landscaping things, and I thought maybe, Teresa, we'd just talk about Florida landscapes. Many will want to improve their landscapes. You know, kind of what should we be looking for in our landscapes?
Well, I think what, you know, we have landscapes, large or small, but it's where we get to relax. It's our sanctuary. It's our retreat. And so anywhere where it feels comfortable, a sense of home. And so, you know, what's going to make you feel at home? And so your landscaping does that. As you're coming into the driveway, going into the house, you want to go, I'm home.
Yeah, it's kind of neat to be able to do that. Now, we have lots these days, zero lot lines, but I guess they have a little bit of space in the back they can landscape. Is that a challenge?
It is a challenge because they want to put, you know, decide what they need to put in that and what's going to give them a place to do everything they need to do. So if they have a lot of gardening tool sheds, or if they have an area, bird bath, or a swimming pool. Swimming pools take up a lot of space.
Yeah, and some people aren't going to be able to do that.
And they're not going to be able to do it on zero lot lines. So it's just a little border garden around, you know, the pool area. So it just depends on what size they have and what they want to get out of it.
Yeah. Is it fun going out on consultations? You have the business SHE, which stands for Sustainable Horticultural Environments. Is it kind of fun going out and changing these landscapes for people?
It is. It's very exciting. I love going in and seeing the possibilities, which is something that designers and architects can go out and do. Somebody doesn't know what to do with their yard, and I go and I see the possibilities. So I love doing that, and I love changing it from something that was not working for them, not feasible, or high maintenance, and creating a low-maintenance, Florida-friendly landscape that they can enjoy rather than have to, you know, struggle in and endure.
Yeah. Now, when you go out like that to visit clients, do you sit down with them and ask them what they want first of all, or
I ask them a lot of questions, and I ask them, you know, what would they like to do? I have people who say we want you to, you know, come in and design a landscape, but they never want to go out in it.
Oh yeah.
So you know, it's just they just want to have the view, and so you know, it just depends on what they want. If they have dogs or children. That's going to impact the landscape. And so I ask them a lot of questions, and I tell them, this is your landscape. It's not going to be mine. So I need to hear honestly from you what you would like to have in it.
Yeah.
And then we work it out and create a beautiful landscape for them.
You know, when I used to teach a landscaping course, it was amazing to me how many people hadn't been out in the landscape, really. How many people hadn't been to the back of the landscape and look up at the house.
Exactly.
And see what it looks like.
And in this time, currently, a lot of people just get the landscaper to maintain it so they don't have to go out there. And so the landscaper, the landscape maintenance company comes out and just makes it all work. They mow the lawn. And so the person doesn't have to go out. So, but there are those who want to go out and enjoy the flowers. They want a garden and raise vegetables, or they want to have a place where they can go out and sit, have a little fireplace.
Yeah. So, you know, I am just thinking in general, my thought is the backyard should be the most important yard to you. I mean, the front blends in with the community, but the backyard is where you're going to be most of the time.
It's where you can have your heart's dream, you know, yeah. Whatever you'd like. And so somebody will give me an idea of what they want, and I ask what colors, what fragrances, if they have allergies. I one time had someone call into my show and they said, Teresa, I'm allergic to oak trees. What should I do? And I said, you need to move out of Florida. Yeah. There's oak trees everywhere. So you need to find out those kind of questions and ask them what they actually want.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break right at this time. But when we come back, if you want to give us a call, feel free. Bill in Georgetown's coming in. Tell us about the robins, I hope. And we're happy to have your questions. 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text us at 23680. But I want to talk about native versus introduced plants, and also you have a trip coming up.
I do have a trip.
So we'll talk about that. So we'll be back. I'm Ty McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Every time you buy a bag of Black Cow, you're helping the environment. Black Cow contains 10 times more nutrients and microbes than garden soils. Your lawn, flower beds, and vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with Black Cow.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. On Better Lawns and Gardens, Tom will be right back.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as 1 day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as 1 day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as 1 day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
855-680-2173. 855-680-2173.
Paid for by US Med.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens, coming to you from the BioAdvance Studios. Happy to have you with us today. It's the Tom and Teresa Show. Teresa Watkins, we're so lucky to have her into the studio with us today. I want to remind you also of our partners that are with us throughout the program. BioAdvance, Lance Waldheim from BioAdvance will be with us next week. We're going to talk about lawn care at that time. Also, Black Cow, of course, to improve your soils and when you're planting. I'm getting ready to put my corn in. I will put down my Black Cow and then work it in, and then I'll plant my corn. Summit Responsible Solutions, mosquito bitch, year-round spray oil, and more. And also services such as from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission and the Florida Flora Service. So if you can get out there and use their services or products, we would appreciate it. It makes the show totally possible. Also today, Joni and I will be at university. We're going to find out who the die-hard gardeners are today. Die-hard horticulturists. I mean, we're going to be out there at University Day. The programs actually start at 9. I will be on at 11. Container Gardens, what I'm talking about. And that's over South Seminole Farm and Nursery at 2010 East Lake Drive in Castleberry. Jim Hunter is there, a terrific host, and you'll enjoy it. And hopefully he's going to have hot dogs for lunch. We'll see. Also, tomorrow I'll be at the Sweetwater Oaks Garden Club 15th Annual Garden Fair. That's at the Prodigy Center place, and that's at 260 Wycaiva Springs Road in Longwood. Today it's from 10 to 4. Bob Hodling of University of Florida Master Gardener, Lou Garden's guide, will be there with soil prep. I was out at Bob's garden about a week ago. Beautiful garden, immaculate, does a great job. So you won't want to miss that talk, that's for sure. And tomorrow, which is March the 1st, I will be there, and I will be there at noon with my program. So lots going on. I know there's more, and if you're living in another area of the state, you can find out all those good things that are happening. Teresa, let's get Bill in from Georgetown. Bill, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. I was trying to get the latest on this coronavirus on the TV, but I also had your program on, and I heard my name mentioned, and I don't want it slandered.
Yeah,
so I figured I'd better call in.
Don't get them mixed up, the coronavirus and my name, okay? Yeah. So we want the robin report. Teresa and I were talking about robins a little bit.
Good morning, Bill.
Morning. Yeah, no, they're still here, and they've been here all along, and they haven't left yet. I'll let you know when they leave. But every time we have one of these cool, goes up, and then it gets warm, and then it goes back down. When in those warm cycles, I'm seeing bluebirds here checking out the house.
Oh, really?
Oh, beautiful.
And then I expect traditionally within about 2 or 3 weeks, I expect my first hummingbird back, so we'll see.
Wow, how about that? Things are going well. So what's your tomato variety that you planted?
Well, of course, you know, I am Cherokee Purple. Standard. I've run out of, so I had 3 celebrity seedlings, and they all died on me. I kind of like celebrity. And I'm also, if I could just get the Prudence Purple to be pollinated more successfully, that is the best-tasting tomato in Florida that I've ever tasted. And I just can't justify planting very many of them because you only get 1 or 2 tomatoes off them.
I know.
They are delicious.
That's the heirloom varieties.
Yes,
Now, what you do is you go out there and shake the blossom. I mean, they're self-pollinated.
So I'm taking a little paintbrush to them or something.
No, you don't even have to do that. You just go through. You know, under greenhouse conditions, where tomatoes, we just have vibrators and go down the rows and vibrate the plants. So just shake them.
Yeah. Well, why is it the other ones don't seem to apparently need that, and this one I'm not getting any fruit?
Well, it's probably within the blossom itself. It's probably more complicated, and maybe things are obstructed or something. And that's why go out there and shake them more. People think you're nuts, but we already know that.
Well, since I've got you here right now, a quick question on my pomelo is going on. It's four years old now. It's about 4 to 5 feet high. And it's got new flush of growth on it, but there's no blooms yet. When can I expect to see my first bloom?
Oh, about 2 or 3 more years.
Okay.
Yeah. It took five to 7 years. You know, it's all grapefruit relative. Yeah.
All right. Well, the robins are still here. I'll let you know when they leave.
Okay. Sounds good, Bill. You have a great gardening day. Thanks. There he goes. Let's go to Beverly in Tallahassee. Beverly, good morning to you.
Good morning. This sounds like a great show so far.
Well, so far it's pretty good. You're talking to Tom and Teresa. She's
Hi,
in
Beverly.
City.
Nice to talk to you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, Beverly brings us up to date here on the weather. Now, what was it yesterday? How cold?
Yesterday at 6 a.m., it was slap on 30 degrees.
30
degrees.
Wow, freezing.
Wow. Yeah,
and at 10 a.m., it was 30 degrees.
Wow, still at 10 a.m. So you had a solid freeze there.
Yeah, but it jumped way up to 56, so yeah. it was cold, but then it kind of stayed cold.
Now, Beverly, are the daffodils still out, the narcissus?
Oh, yeah.
Are they look okay. They weren't harmed or anything.
No, they like it, and it finally dawned on me after 55 years driving around yesterday morning why the azaleas don't freeze back, because they kind of like to be in a protected area anyway.
Yeah, they're in under trees. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not a full sun plant. And I thought, well, God, that's why, because they're blooming all over the place.
Yeah, now red buds are out.
Red buds are the
Chickasaw plums.
Gone. The wild plum and wild cherry. I tried to take a picture of a wild cherry yesterday, but I couldn't get a good angle on it for you. But the spireus trying to bloom.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, it doesn't. Our weather this year has been like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
One day it's 80, and then 3 days later it's 50, and the bird population up here doesn't. You know, the migratory birds, they don't know what's going on. The goldfinches usually come, you know, so much earlier, and they've just come a couple of 3 weeks back, and they're supposed to be gone by the time the hummingbirds get here, which is supposed to be about now, but I don't see them coming yet. It's still cold up here.
Yeah, I have not seen the goldfinches this year.
No.
I haven't seen the little birds very much this year.
Yeah, I've been courting them for the 28 years I've lived here, and they know to come here, and I saw a scout way at the end of December, but then they just now showed up.
Huh.
I guess they like it cooler. I can't figure them out.
I don't know either. Each year's different, like you say. Each year's different.
And we had sort of a sweep of robins a week or so back, but they don't hang out here. They just kind of come through and go across the meadow, and then the next day they boogie on down there.
Yeah, I think they're at Bill's house right now.
Yeah. They're so pretty, though, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. They look great.
Yeah. Now, you sent me a picture of a tomato plant.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if you could tell, but I'm not planting them out yet because I'm just over putting them to bed when it's freezing and taking the covers off in the morning. I just got them in pots so far. But I had them outside, and on a couple of plants, the leaves turned white,
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't sure if I burned them, or because it was cold. You know, it was real sunny, but it wasn't very warm.
Yeah,
and I wasn't sure if it was a temperature, or you know, the wind blowing and making them cold, or if I need to put calcium on them. I'm not sure what's going on.
No, I think you're right. I think it's really a temperature related problem, and with the wind blowing, it probably dried them out a little bit, but. Now, you're going to get warm weather now. I mean, I've looked ahead. It looks like for 10 days.
Yeah.
And your average last frost date is over. That was yesterday.
Yeah, and I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I know. Don't trust me, Beverly. What can I tell you?
You're not a weatherman, Tom.
I know. I'm a prognosticator. I keep hoping for the future, that's all I can say.
So if it's cold, like if the temperature is, say, 40 or 45, but it's bright and sunny, just put them out for an hour or two instead of all day. I mean,
you know, I don't put mine out until it's 50 degrees.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but they've got to have it in a nice bright area otherwise.
Yeah, well, I've got plenty of bright area.
Okay.
So,
I don't put mine in because once it goes below 50, you seem to see nutrient deficiencies and things like that show up.
Okay. Hey, and one more thing, you're talking about leap year. Do you know if we had 13 months, which we used to have, we would have 28 equal days every month?
I don't know. I kind of like it the way it is.
Well, you might as well because...
I'm stuck with it.
Yep. Anyway, well, y'all have fun.
Okay.
Thank you, Beverly.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Okay. You have a great gardening day. Let's talk a little bit about you. I promised her about you. Tell us about a trip that's coming up.
I do. I have a wonderful trip coming up, and it is going to the garden capital of America. And we are going to visit three huge botanical gardens that are amazing: Chanticleer, Longwood, and Winterthur.
I love Longwood and Winterthur.
It's going to be gorgeous. We're going to have a fun trip. It's a 4-day event, August 17th through the 21st, and they can go up into my website and see more about it. It's a very small group because I like to be able to talk to everyone, and we could just geek out at all the beautiful plants.
Yeah, and what's the website?
The website is www.she-consulting.com.
Okay, she-consulting.com.
Or they can just Google Teresa Watkins and she, and it comes right up.
Sounds good. Okay, so that's a neat trip. Where are you going again?
We're going to Brandywine Valley, and we're going to go to John Bartram's garden, so we're going to take in a little bit of history, and then going to Chanticleer, Longwood, and also Winterthur. Yeah. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, from the University of Maryland, when I was there at the University of Maryland, a graduate student, we would organize trips to go up there. And we get a busload.
Well, what I like about us going from Florida is that we're going to see plants and ideas and inspiration that we don't normally find. So it's going to be a great time, and it's a beautiful trip, meals and everything's all included. So
wow, can't beat that.
No, it's going to be great.
Yeah, I'd like to join you. Very good. Tell you what, let's go ahead, Brian. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, Joni is going to be telling us about how to take care of the poinsettias, right? There she is. She's all ready. Smiles. She's also happy to answer your phone calls at 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 1-888-455-2967. And we have our text messages here, 23680. Oh, I've got one. And we'll tackle that one, Teresa and I will. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are you retired? Got time in your hands to get away? Call YMT Vacations now for great values on land and cruise trips to Alaska, Europe, Hawaii, and more. Plus, save now with our $250 per person discount and low price guarantee. Call for free info.
800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. That's 800-213-9256.
When veterans return to civilian life, they deserve your recognition and support. Help put vets to work by donating your car, truck, or van to Patriotic Hearts. Your tax-deductible donation will support programs to help vets find jobs or even start their own business. For fast, free pickup of your vehicle 24/7, running or not, call 800-889-4952. For 24-hour response, call 800-889-4952. That's 800-889-4952.
Yeah, Mike didn't tell me where he was taking the boat today, and I really didn't think anything about it.
I saw that he was having trouble with his engine, but, you know, I didn't really think anything about it.
I didn't see Mike wearing a life jacket. I just didn't think about it.
I miss my dad a lot. I think about him every day.
Always think about how to boat safely, because on the water, complacency kills. Don't let a chain of events drag you down, and always wear a life jacket. Visit myfwc.com.
Are Asian cycad scale killing your beautiful sago palms? Are aphids and spider mites invading your plants? Then fight back with organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil from the makers of Mosquito Dunks. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests, but is harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. It also helps prevent powdery mildew and other fungal diseases. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to the BioAdvanced Studios and your Better Lawns and Gardens program. Happy to have you with us today. Teresa, it looks like it's going to be a great gardening day with the sun coming out.
Beautiful. It's not going to have a lot of humidity, and the allergies are kind of down with the rain that we've had.
Yeah, I'm glad because I've had some problems with them.
It's been a rough couple of weeks. I think everybody's getting that crud that's going around.
Yeah. Joni's on the phone right at the moment, so let's see if we can answer this question here. It says, do sago palms still have a problem with Asian cycad scale in Central Florida? And they want to know, he took one out, he said, or she, and they want to know what palm we could put in. But first of all, they do, right?
Yeah, we still are seeing issues with Asian scale, and it's just good. I think just going to be for the near future, we're going to see it. You want to keep your palms healthy so that they're not as susceptible to it. And then if you get it, you know, you want to use a systemic.
Yeah, you have some options there. A lot of people like to use natural, like an oil spray. And if you do it and get it on the scale, it'll work.
Right.
But I like the systemics.
The systemics is going to be a key. It's going to be key because that's going to protect the leaf where you don't get the oil.
Yeah.
And it's going to stop them before they even start.
And I get it up to 18 months out of a systemic. It seems to keep it away.
Sure.
Yeah. And so Asian cycad scale is always going to be there. If they had a place where they had a sago, which is not a palm, a real palm, of course,
right,
and they want to put a palm in, what might we put in there?
Well, you know, we're seeing a lot of issues with palms generally across the state right now. It seems
hard
like
to recommend.
It is very hard to recommend. They can always go with the Robolinis, yeah. I mean, or lady palms. It just depends on what kind of design they want, what they want to use it for. If it's a single specimen, I would probably go with a Robolini.
Yeah, or European fan palm.
European fan palms, too. Yeah.
Robolini would have that sago look.
It would have that sago look, the single trunk or the triple trunk look. But I right now they're pretty healthy and we're not seeing any issues with them.
And it depends on where you are in the state, obviously.
Right, and it gets to be about the same height.
Yeah.
But if they want something that's, you know, a little bit more tropical, they can go with the European or the lady palms, I think, are really a nice alternative.
Sounds good. We ready for Joni, Brian? Let's get Joni in. What do you say? And then we'll get to Tom in Inverness, Florida. There she goes. She's getting her headset on, getting her glasses on.
I'm here.
Well, we're counting on it.
Okay. If you like us, we just hate to part with our poinsettias, especially if they were a little unusual. So for all of us poinsettia lovers who have most of them still around and in fairly good shape, here's a few tips to make sure they remain with us a little longer.
Good. Sounds good.
Yes, first of all, if you haven't already, remove all foil or any other holiday pot coverings. Begin feeding them monthly with a liquid container, garden fertilizer, or a slow-release product. Using a slow-release fertilizer means you won't have to fertilize as often. And as always, follow label instructions. Mm-hmm. Keep your poinsettias in a sunny or a lightly shaded warm place and check often for needed watering. In March, cut the plants back to within 12 to 18 inches and repot to an inch or 2 inches diameter larger pot. This is also the time when we can be moved outside as all danger of frost has passed.
We hope.
Yes, yes, yes. Be sure you put them in an area where they won't get knocked down or blowed down, as some poinsettias can be very brittle. Planting them in a clay pot is good, as it's heavier, and it will help keep them anchored. After the poinsettia has grown about 12 inches, remove 4 to 6 inches from each shoot. It's hard to do. When it grows another 12 inches, cut it back again. Continue doing this until the end of August. As it grows, keep checking for needed repotting. Those roots will need to grow, room to grow. Continue checking often for water needs and keep up your fertilizing routine. Then when October comes, make sure your plants receive no nighttime light.
Mm.
That means no street lights, no traffic lights,
no porch lights.
House porch lights, either yours or your neighbor's. Otherwise, they won't be coloring up in time for Christmas next year. Yeah.
Thank you, Joni. Good job.
Okay.
Now, Joni and I learned a lesson here. We have poinsettias that haven't flowered this year, or starting to.
Yeah.
One side of the plant's flowering.
Yep.
You know why? Porch light.
Porch light.
Yeah, porch light on it. Now, you know, we're strange people. I don't know, Teresa, you can check us out here. But we still have the poinsettias out for display.
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, they look good. And and if you're in the native lands where they grow, they'd be flowering right now.
Exactly. Spring is not here for the poinsettias yet, so they still think it's cool. And the bracts, they look gorgeous. So as long as it looks good, I don't see why you should remove them.
Thank you.
There you go.
You justified our existence there. Okay. Here's
but
a point.
How tall can they grow?
Well, it depends on the variety.
Yeah. It does. I've seen them as tall as 6 feet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where they're nice and thick and full.
Do you remember the old fireball poinsettias?
Yes.
The big ones. And they were triples. And you don't see them anymore.
No. And so the new ones now, only it's like the Painter series and things like that. They only get to be about 3 foot tall.
Yeah, that's about it. So take your pick, Joni, however high you want them to grow. But I love those old fireballs.
They were gorgeous.
You know, when 80s came along, they froze back. And so we lost them.
Nobody's growing them, I don't think anymore.
I don't think anybody's growing them. Maybe you can pick them up at one of the independent nurseries or something like that. But anyway, so we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we've got 2 calls. I've got several text messages. So if you want to call us, folks, now's the time. 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967, or text us at 2360. It's the Tom and Teresa Show. You can get all your questions answered, especially your landscape questions. We'll be right back. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention oxygen users. Are you on oxygen therapy and still using tanks? Life is hard enough struggling to breathe. Don't waste your breath on dealing with bulky, dangerous tanks.
Call 800-207-0445 now.
And try the Inogen 1 G4 Oxygen Concentrator risk-free for 30 days. Tanks are a hassle. They hamper mobility and are difficult to transport, not to mention risky. The Inogen 1 G4 Oxygen Concentrator is compact and makes its own oxygen, making your life easier. If you call right now, we'll send you a free information kit that outlines all the benefits. Plus, you can get a 30-day risk-free trial to see for yourself. But don't wait. This exclusive radio offer won't last. Call for your free information kit on the Inogen 1 G4 Oxygen Concentrator. Ditch the hassles of tanks and experience the freedom of living a mobile life again.
Call 800-207-0445. That's 800-207-0445. 800-207-0445.
Check out our gardening how-to videos on the web at hisandhersgardening.com. That's hisandhersgardening.com. Better Lawns and Gardens will be right back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens, coming to you from the BioAdvanced Studios. We're going to move right along here. If you want to give us a call, you still have time. It's 1-888-45-LAWNS. It's 1-888-455-2967. Or if you want to text us at 23680, feel free to do that. So let's go right now. We'll go to Inverness, and we're going to talk with Tom. Tom, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom.
Yes, Tom and Teresa here for you. How can we help you?
Yes, I have a, I guess a meteorologist question, but it goes hand in hand with plants, is about frost. I'm curious about frost. Is frost something that appears throughout the night and lasts into the daylight, or does it start at a certain temperature? And I also understand that if your plants get frost on them, they don't really get the damage until the sun comes up and hits the frost.
Okay. Here's what I understand. Teresa, you help me out with
I
this
will.
Here.
Okay.
Frost can occur at a temperature, say, around 34 degrees even though it's not freezing, but it's freezing on the surface of that leaf because you're getting evaporation and you have moisture there. And when you start to get evaporation, you get extra cooling.
That's right.
And so that causes the freezing at the surface of the leaf. Now, if you get the frost on it, as soon as that leaf gets down to 32, then that's, if it's a sensitive plant, that's when you're going to have the damage.
Right.
You don't wait for the sun. You ever hear a story about washing off the frost? It's a little story about a farm family, and they went out, and the family went out and washed off the frost. Now, it is possible to wash off the frost on the surface of a leaf and not have damage.
Right. Well, if you get there right at the time that you need it, you can't wait till the next morning wash it off. You got to do it right when it's happening. And so if it's happening at 4:00 in the morning,
you
got to
be out there.
Go for it.
You got to be out there. Now, the other factor on that, Tom, is if you're out there washing it off and the temperature drops down, then you're going to start to form ice on top of the plants.
That's right.
And so that can be good and bad depending on how evenly you're putting the moisture out. But in general, if you've got frost, if it's just very quick, not too long, you're going to get minimal damage. If it stays there for any period of time, the leaf starts to freeze, you get damage to the leaf. But frost can form, normally I've never seen it above 34 degrees, but around there.
And that's why we don't recommend putting plastic on plants and covering them with the plastic. Because
right.
If it touches the leaf, that's going to stay frozen for a lot longer than it would be if it didn't have it on it.
Yeah, that help you out, Tom?
Yeah, and I usually run my irrigation, if they're expecting frost, I usually kick that on at like 2-3 o'clock in the morning and then again before the sun comes up. So
you know, you're playing with fire at that point in time.
Yeah, we don't recommend that.
No.
Yeah, because if the temperature drops down even more, see, you're getting evapotranspiration there, and you're getting a super cooling effect. And so you could actually freeze the plants up worse.
So we don't recommend, Tom, that we irrigate while a freeze is going on. A couple of days ahead of time, you want to make sure your plants are hydrated. And then the cold fronts usually bring in a little bit of rain. But during a freeze, you just don't want to put it on. You're going to get more damage with it.
Yep. Okay, got to run.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Good question. Let's go to Phil in Apopka. Phil, good morning to you.
Yeah, Tom, a few weeks ago, you were talking about soaking oak leaves in water, pouring around citrus trees. Is there any more news about that? Is that working?
You know, I have not heard anything more about it. Teresa, I don't know what you heard about it. It's about some research on greening where they soaked the oak tree leaves, and they found that the greening was decreased or the trees did better, but have not heard any more on that research.
No, I don't think we're going to hear a little. I mean, I think that they've been working with it for a little while, but I think it's going to be another year or so before they really get any more information.
Yeah, some good thoughts, Phil. You think it'll work?
Well, I certainly was going to try it.
Well, what they did is they soaked the oak leaves evidently overnight, and then they sprayed it onto the trees. And I don't know how often they did that. I'd have to go back and look at the research and things. But it was in under greenhouse conditions. That was the other thing. But the observations came from growers who said their citrus trees were under or near oak trees.
And that's good for Florida because we have the oak trees everywhere. It seems like it's a kind of a symbiotic relationship there.
It could be, but I always wonder how well citrus trees produce under oak trees, a shade of oak trees.
Yeah, exactly.
Do anything to keep my honey bell going.
Yeah, I understand. Is it doing okay?
Thank you. Enjoy it.
Okay. You have a great gardening day. Appreciate it. I didn't get a chance to ask him if it was doing okay. It must be. Okay, here's a question for you, Teresa. Text message says, is it safe to plant my tomato plants and green bean seeds in the garden this weekend?
I think so. I'm pretty much over winter, and I think I've seen the robins, and so I don't think we're going to get any severe freezes. So if it goes below 50, we're going to get a little bit of 40s, especially in North Florida this week, but it's going to be up in the 60s, 70s, and 80s across Central Florida.
Yeah, by midweek, that's for sure. I would go for it. This is a Central Florida call. I can tell by the telephone number or text message.
Yeah, I think it's perfectly safe to do it right now and go for it. And it's going to be beautiful weather to be out there gardening.
I think so. It looks like a great day today also. And so you go ahead and plant the beans and the corn. And if we get a cold spell, you can give me a call back.
There you go. Or just, it depends on the size of the tomato, but just put a box over it or, put a frost blanket on it.
Well, we were up north. We have what we call hot caps. Did you know what hot caps were?
I love those. And I also like the cloches that you can do, too, as well.
Yeah, there's lots of ways of protecting the plants, or just a trash can thrown over top of it.
There you go. Yeah. Just keep that warm air wrapped around it.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. Now, don't go away, because hour number two is around the corner. Teresa Watkins is going to stay with us here, and we have a whole list of things to talk about here. I didn't talk about native versus introduced. I want to bring up this hazardous tree bill if we can, but, of course, your calls are important to us. So you just go ahead and keep the calls coming or text us at 23680, and we'll get all that information in. Okay, this is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, an Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.